Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome this beautiful Sunday morning compared to the last three. We're glad to see you here and welcome to any who may be new and visiting with us today. To begin with, we want to call forward anybody who might have an announcement to make. You got one? Okay. Does that mean it's going to be shorter or longer?
Good morning, everybody.
Just one announcement about our Community of Faith profile team. We've been meeting with a number of different committees and groups within the congregation, getting great response. And we've had, I don't know, about 10 or 11 of those meetings so far. We've only had one that we've had people sign up for who are not necessarily tied to a committee. And we would really like to hear from you as individuals or people who are not necessarily tied to a team or a committee to hear your views about what Woodlawn is doing right, what we'd like to change, what we might like to keep, and how we roll forward. So next, and we're going to try a different time, next Sunday after church, immediately after church, we're going to have coffee in room B, and we're going to invite as many of you as we can squeeze in there to come and join us for an hour to an hour and a half and learn from you what we should be doing here at Woodlawn. So please, if you have not participated yet, take advantage of that. Thank you.
Okay. Vicki May. You want me to?
Good morning. Two announcements that are related. This Tuesday at the Woodlawn Library, there is an Interfaith Harmony 2020 events. Representatives from a variety of faith traditions will participate in a panel to nurture connections and deepen interfaith understanding. All are welcome to this event, and it's leading up to World Interfaith Harmony Week. So that's Tuesday night, Woodlawn Library, 6:30 till 8:30. And the big event, UN Interfaith Harmony is an annual worldwide event, and it's taking place in Halifax. Many communities have their own events, and it's February 1st to the 9th. And there's a poster out in the welcome area here, and there's posters going on the stairs leading outside, downstairs, both sides. So each day you are invited into different sacred sites where you can participate in sacred events. Enjoy wonderful hospitality, friendship, and great refreshments. This year there are 13 faiths participating, including Baha'i, Christian, Quaker, Unitarian, Jewish, Sikh, and Muslim. And on the last day, there's a big celebration at the Halifax Central Library. So also on the welcome table where you came in, I put a number of papers, and that's the Sacred Spaces Guide for Guests. It gives you all the dates and where to go, what to expect. And I'll be downstairs after church if you have any questions. Look for me in the orange.
That's great. There is coffee after church today. So.
Good morning, fellow tellers. Keith Musselman, head teller, teller coordinator. I don't know if I'm the head teller. Anyways. Just a quick thing. We have put out a couple emails regarding filling up the schedule for the next few months. If we can do that, it would be greatly appreciated. Up until about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I didn't have any tellers today. That's a problem. So we have to collect, we have to count everything that's given as offerings. And it's one of those jobs that we just have to do. So I'd appreciate anyone that is a teller to check the schedule. And if you aren't sure how to log in, I will put out another little message with the link and how to get into the system. It's very simple once you get in there. It's a click and volunteer sort of system, so it works out quite well. But I'd appreciate it if we would click and volunteer for the next couple months. Thank you.
Okay.
Lots going on in this church today. And next Sunday afternoon, after you've come and done the survey with Barry, bring a peanut butter sandwich or something, there's a concert in here at 2:30. It's called, the little group is called The Fantastics, and it's called Broadway and Beyond. All kinds of fun music from My Fair Lady to Chicago and other things. It's two women who actually go to Grace United. They did this show for Grace, and their accompanist couldn't play for them when they did it in New Glasgow, so they got me involved, and I'm playing for it. And I said, why don't you come into Woodlawn? And so they're donating the whole proceeds to Friends of Accessibility, so that's really nice. It's Elner Hall, who is a retired music teacher, taught at Hawthorne, Jen Eames, and then Martin Walker's going to play some guitar as well. Laureen McDonald is going to be narrator. It's $15 at the door, or 12 if you get them in advance or reserve them through Ralph. And it's next Sunday afternoon, February 2nd at 2:30. If there's a storm that day, it'll be the following Saturday afternoon at 2:30. So hope to see you there. It's really fun music. I think you'd be wanting to sing along.
Great.
I actually saw today on Facebook a poor church, I think in New Brunswick, has canceled for the fourth Sunday in a row.
Okay, because of cancellations we've had, I just wanted to remind everyone that TGIT has actually been rescheduled to this Thursday. It is in your bulletin, January 30th at 7 p.m. This will be with a Mi'kmaq relations advocate, and I've heard her speak before. She's a great storyteller. She has a really interesting story about her own faith journey, and she'll talk about that, and she'll talk about all of the Mi'kmaq cultures and traditions and their spirituality, and it's a really eye-opening experience, and I really hope that everybody comes out.
It's a great way for us to live into reconciliation, and every week we make a pledge for that when we talk about at the beginning, our statement of reconciliation. And so it's a great way for us to come out and learn a little bit more. So hopefully we'll have a good crowd for that.
We do have some chatter today, and we also have tickets for Broadway and Beyond.
Chowder and tickets. See Ralph.
Okay, we have a few other announcements. A couple of sad ones. Our sympathies today go with the family of Nyla Harvey and Albert Sparks. I don't know about Albert for sure, but Nyla's funeral is going to be on March the 14th at Atlantic Funeral Home. So our condolences to the families. Let's see.
I also am hoping that some folks may be interested in signing up to lead rotations in Sunday school. We have one coming up on Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat or other stories. And we need one person who can fill in for February 2nd and 9th. You will lead the same station those 2 weeks. You'll just see different kids at them. And then on March 1st, we need a person who can do that one time. And we need somebody who will help us with Women in the Bible, one person for March 22nd, and one person for March 29th. Everything's done, but it helps you to build relationships with the kids and get to lead some fun stations. All the supplies are there. The script is there. You get the script in advance. And so you sign up on the poster right next to the office door out there. So hopefully we'll get some people sign up today for that.
You've made it really easy for the teachers, right, to kind of do this. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's user-friendly. Also want to remind folks, and this is an official thing that we have to do, announce our annual meeting for Woodlawn United Church will be the last Sunday in February. So please take note of that. February 23rd.
So it will be a short worship service.
Right.
And then following the worship service will be the AGM. And during that time, for the young folks, there'll be a movie and popcorn downstairs.
Right. In connection with that, annual reports need to be in ASAP, and please remember to pick up your income tax receipts out in the entranceway.
Most of you know we've been having some problems with our email ability, so we weren't able to attach a printable calendar any longer to email. Therefore, Shelley wasn't creating both a printed one and an email one, because that would take her probably an extra 4 or 5 hours in a week. But we think we have found a solution to it. So we're really excited. Hopefully we'll be able to email out the calendar like we used to be able to do, but they are checking into it. It has to do with the privacy laws and how many emails you're allowed to email out a day from one email address. And so we were only allowed to email out 200, and if we tried to email more than that, and I think 200 is like a typical day at Woodlawn anyway, so we were maxing out how many we were allowed. But hopefully that solution is coming soon.
Sorry, I think you wanted to...
The newcomers?
Yes, there is a newcomers meeting today. Just on the other side of the elevator in the entranceway, there's a little room there. Immediately following the service, I'll be going out with our newcomers, welcomers. And does anybody have the flag here today with them? No? Yes. There she is.
Pretend flag. Invisible flag right down here.
We invite you, anybody who's new to Woodlawn, to join us after the service out in the room in the entranceway there. We'll give you a bit of an orientation to Woodlawn.
Or even if you're newish, you're still invited.
I have one final, which was that somebody mentioned to me today, they were here last Sunday, and there wasn't any church yet. Yeah, okay, well, you're the second one. So there is a note in your bulletin today about all the many ways that we actually try to notify people when church is canceled due to a storm or to power outages or whatever. So please take note of that. And if worse comes to worse, call the church, because we put the message on the answering machine as well.
Yeah, so if there's any uncertainty at all, call the church.
But if the power's out, maybe we can't update that message. I'm not sure.
Well, if the power's out, there's no church then, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And of course, the last announcement, as most of you hopefully received an email this week, and there's a letter in the bulletin about the fact... See, I'm glad I didn't have to read this letter. That I will be moving to Truro to start my new ministry at... Oh my gosh, this is so hard. At St. Andrew's United in July. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so bad at that.
Mixed feelings for all of us.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, how about birthdays and celebrations?
And...
Oh, really? Yes. God? Thank you, God. For Mary Lynn and her birthday. Any other birthdays?
Yes, back here. Barbara?
My birthday last Saturday.
All right.
Happy birthday, Barbara.
Others?
Mine was Friday.
Oh, Christine's was Friday.
Okay, awesome.
Yay for January.
Back Joan here. Joan Angus? Oh. Wednesday.
Okay. This coming Wednesday?
Huh? Okay. Any other celebrations? Anniversaries or other celebrations?
One at the back.
Oh, way back. It's your cousin's birthday today.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
I have one other celebration, actually. So last night, the youth committee was able to partner up with the coffee house and run a dance club downstairs. And I just can't even tell you how amazing that ministry is, that Donna Jackson and her sister Brenda, whose last name I don't actually know, Donna Blair, have been running for more than 2 decades. And there's a gathering of about 30 to 40 people with intellectual disabilities from our community. And I'm quite familiar with the community and how there is such a lack of social events and places to go. And it was a party last night. There was some really awesome karaoke and then some other karaoke. And there was lots of dancing. There were sparkly tattoos. Jack was our bartender making some mocktails. And even Philip showed up and sang a karaoke song. That was one of the good ones. I sang one. So that's a thing to celebrate, I think, is that awesome ministry we have here.
That's great. I have one other celebration I'd like to mention. We're so happy to see Linda Hill back with us again after a successful back operation and feeling so much better. So that's great. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's sing congratulations.
Congratulations to you, to Jesus be true.
We invite you now to greet your neighbor, and even if you sat by them for 30 years, tell them your name.
And we know you don't all tell your names, so really tell your names.
Would you join me in our statement of reconciliation? As we gather in this place, we remember with gratitude that we live and worship on lands that are, by law, the unceded territories of the Mi'kmaq. May we live with respect on this land and in peace and friendship with its people. There is a pulling in our hearts. There's anticipation and wondering. There is a thirst and hunger. In gratitude, we come. Let us praise God together. Opening hymn, Praise God for This Holy Ground.
Thank you.
the ebb and flow of life, there are times of celebration and times of quietness. This is one of the latter as we center ourselves in preparation to open our hearts and minds for the Word of God. So we light the Christ candle and we invite you to take a moment of silence. Loving Creator God, there is so much going on in our lives, in our relationships with family and friends and work and others. Things that excite us and we celebrate, and things that upset us. And sometimes, oh God, we need your forgiveness in order to pay attention as well. We ask you to help us put some of these other things to one side so that we can hear your word to us this day and at this time, in the present. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. As we sing our refrain, we invite the children to come forward for children's time.
How's everyone today? Are you good? Have any of you ever played hide and seek? Yeah? Has anybody ever had a really awesome hiding spot?
Yeah.
Yeah? Give me an example. Where's a good hiding spot?
Mom's closet.
Your mom's closet? Yeah, that's a good one.
Behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain? That's a good one. Yeah? You hide behind all the dress-up clothes in your closet. That's a great spot. Do you know that when Grace, one of my kids, when she was little, we went out to a place, a play place, like McDonald's play place, and she was really little. She was only about 3 or 4. And so the kids decided to play hide-and-seek because, you know, they had a ball pit and they had tunnels and all kinds of things you could hide behind in games and everything. And so she went hiding, but she got found right away, and she was not happy. And so she cried. And then I think the game ended. And Grace was nowhere to be found. Grace, my little tiny daughter, was completely missing. And so I thought she must have hidden again. And I'm walking around. I'm like, Grace, Grace, the game is over. Come out. And, you know, I got my mom voice on. Like, this is serious now. It's not funny. Eventually, we actually had to shut down the restaurant, because we didn't know where Grace was. And so we got the staff involved, you know, people were being pulled out of the play center, and then Grace came out from somewhere and said, I won! She was hidden really well. I don't even know where she was, because she just came out. And so today, in the scripture, the story about Jesus, Jesus says these words, come and see. Come and see. And it's kind of like people didn't know who he was. And so he was inviting them to come and see. Come and see who he was and what he did and what he could teach them. Come and see. So before that, maybe they couldn't find him very well. And you know, it's kind of like today. We can still find Jesus. Do you know how we do that? Because we can't really see him with our eyes, can we? But how do you think we can see Jesus? In our imagination? Yeah? Maybe when we pray, we might be able to see Jesus kind of with our hearts instead of with our eyes. Right? Or maybe when we learn about Jesus and we learn the way that Jesus lived his life, we can kind of seek Jesus or learn Jesus. I want to show you this funny cartoon that's going to be up on the screen. Are you ready? the person at the door says, "Have you found Jesus?" Can anybody find Jesus? The arrow is pointing at him. You're right. And is he hidden very well?
No.
Not really. Not really. He's not really hidden very well, is he? So he doesn't know the rules about finding a good hiding spot, right? Because he's kind of halfway out. But you know what? I think that Jesus actually wants us to find him. I don't think Jesus is really hiding from us. I think that Jesus is really, really out in the open, and that it doesn't take much for us to learn about him. And that's what Jesus and God would like us to do. So let's say a prayer, and then anybody who is under grade 6 can go downstairs too. Yes, Sunday school, thank you. And anybody who's in grade 6 or up can go out to? Youth group, right at the back. So, let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who is not a good hider, and help us to come and seek. Amen. And we'll sing our song as we go out to youth group and Sunday school.
Peace within my care. Before we do the psalm this morning, I'm going to have Gus play the melody, and then the choir will sing it once, and then I'll have you sing it once, so you'll be familiar. Patiently for you, O God, you bent down and heard my cry.
You lifted me out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, making my steps secure.
You put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God.
Many shall see and wonder, and will put their trust in you.
Blessed are those whose trust is in God, who have not turned to the proud, nor to those who follow a lie. O God, my God, you have multiplied your wondrous deeds, and your thoughts toward us none can compare with you. I would proclaim and tell of them, but they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire. Burnt offering and sacrifice for your sin you have not required. But you have opened my ears to hear, and I said, here I am, ready to do what is written in the scroll of the book.
Do it in your will, O God. Your law is in my heart.
I have told the glad news of deliverance in this great congregation. I did not restrain my lips, as you well know.
I have not kept your goodness hidden in my heart, but have spoken of your faithfulness and your saving help.
I have not concealed your steadfast love, nor your truth from the great congregation.
Do not withhold from me your tender care. This may all be truth ever preserve me.
The scripture reading today is from John 1:29-42, the New Revised Standard Version. The Lamb of God. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on me. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The first disciples of Jesus. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter.
May God bless these readings that we have just read and heard to our understanding. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation that comes from those words be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Come and see. Come and experience something for yourselves, and then determine your next step. Come and see. These are beautiful and sincere words of invitation, and they are words that can change someone's life for the better. Sometimes we feel a yearning or a pulling in our hearts, and sometimes we don't know what it is or what to do about it. But God is connected to all of us from our beginning to our end, and loves us through our whole lives. Many don't realize this. When Paul and I lived in Victoria, BC, there was a woman who walked into our church, Gordon United, one Sunday morning and experienced worship for the very first time. She was searching for something that was missing in her life. While we lived there, she continued to come to worship and became involved in other aspects of the church as well. We became good friends, and during our time together, spoke often of God and faith. In the years that have passed, we've lost track of each other, but it's my hope and prayer that she's still finding life through her faith. She needed no invitation, but was drawn there by the pulling in her heart. For others, they may feel the pulling, but may not have the courage to go into a church on their own. If you ever have the chance to invite someone to come and see what we do at Woodlawn, please take it. It could be the beginning of a transformed life by the working of the Holy Spirit through you and through this faith community. It only requires an honest, open invitation, such as the one Jesus gave John's disciples. And then lives can be changed for the better. When one is surrounded by a loving faith community that shares their joys and their sorrows, their talents, hobbies, and their thirst for learning about God's work through Jesus, then life can only get better. When one is part of a congregation or community of faith, one experiences mission and ministry with others side by side as everyone journeys together down the path of faith. Like the person in our psalm today, we understand they had faith and trust in God and waited patiently for God to pull them out of their struggles. And when God set that person's feet on a rock, and I always think of Jesus as the rock, that person became happy once again and wanted to share their experience with others. God is always loving and faithful, and throughout the ages, our scriptures have shown multiple ways that God has been there for people. It's those stories and our own that need to be told to others. If one's heart is open to God, to loving God and doing ministry in the name of Jesus, then one will want others to know about God's work in their life. They'll want their congregation to know about it too. When there's good news to share, why keep it to ourselves? especially when it can help someone else. Give them the strength and hope they need to carry on during the tough times. That's what our faith stories can do. Last fall, Reverend Philip tried to get people to sign up to share their faith stories during our worship. But it petered out. Perhaps people don't feel that their particular faith story is worth sharing, but it is. Both Philip and I have shared our own faith stories through our sermons, but we'd like to hear yours too. It could be about a very simple act of faith, like a kindness that someone showed you right when you really needed it. And it may have given you a better understanding of faith and how God works in our lives. Any moment in time that something happened to strengthen your faith is important to share. It may even have been the turning point for you to become a Christian, the point where you became a disciple of Christ. The Gospel of John is not like the other three Gospels. Most of the disciples and followers of Jesus in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke don't fully understand Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, until after Jesus' death and resurrection. But in John's Gospel, it's right from the beginning that we're meant to see Jesus as the Word of God. And that's Word with a capital W, the Word of God, the one who existed before creation, who became the light of life for creation, but then became known as the Word made flesh in the baby Jesus 2,000 years ago. At age 30, right after his baptism with water and the Holy Spirit, Jesus began his ministry, and we, like Jesus' disciples, are meant to journey along with him throughout his ministry. We're meant to come and see Jesus in action. In John's Gospel, as we read today, it's John the Baptist who points to Jesus, testifying that he is the Son of God, because God allowed him to see the Holy Spirit dove descend and alight on Jesus during his baptism, and then stay there. That was the visible sign that John was to be alert for, so he would understand that Jesus is the chosen one, God's Son, who would redeem God's people. John the Baptist's ministry took place to prepare others for Jesus' ministry. The Gospel of John is all about signs or miracles that point to Jesus as the Messiah. And when John the Baptist spoke to his disciples about Jesus being the Lamb of God, he was pointing to Jesus and essentially giving his own followers permission to follow Jesus. John the Baptist wanted his followers and all of us to see Jesus as the light of the world, the one chosen to enlighten us in spiritual matters. In this way, life as a disciple of Jesus becomes abundant life for us, both now and in the age to come. When John's two disciples followed Jesus, Jesus turned to them and asked what they were looking for. After their reply, he invited them to come and see. If you know of someone who doesn't already have a church home and who is searching for something to fill a void in their life, then ask them what they're looking for. They may reply that they're lonely and would like companionship. Then tell them about Woodlawn and what we do here, and offer a warm and sincere invitation to come and see. If you know of someone who has a yearning to learn, then invite them to Bible study or TGIT. If someone you know loves crafts but doesn't want to do crafts by themselves, then invite them to Woodlawn to experience Time Out for Crafts on Wednesday afternoons. If you know of someone who is struggling with ill health, then invite them to experience our loving and caring faith community by spending time with us. Invite them to worship, to come and see what we're all about. We may be able to make their struggles a little easier to bear. If you know of someone who wants to see a faith community in action, then invite them to our Friday fish chowders, where they'll see volunteers preparing and serving food to many people from the community that surrounds Woodlawn. Or invite them to observe or participate in serving the many customers at the East Dartmouth Christian Food Bank, an ecumenical effort between many churches that takes place on Thursday mornings in our own Heritage Center next door. Let people know what we do and how we work with others to make things happen. That's mission and ministry in action. That's the body of Christ in action. When people experience these things for themselves, they may hear Jesus calling them in a more specific way, and perhaps they'll want to stay and become part of the Woodlawn Church family. When people journey together in faith, they experience new life together in Christ. The journey can transform us, just as Simon became Peter, the rock on which Christ's church was built and continues to stand. The universal church, with its many and varied members, is the body of Christ in the world. So let's be aware of what others may need to connect them to the light of life, the Word of God in Jesus Christ. God's Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, is working through Woodlawn United. So let's invite others to come and see. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Murdoch Morrison. We're finally getting to tell you about a special program that we have in our church. Our program is called Unsung Heroes. And today we want to honor two members of our congregation. We have many unsung heroes, but we want to honor two that have done a number of things here at Woodlawn. They do it in a very devoted and quiet way. Before I introduce the program, though, I would like to let you know that for the past number of years, we have had a member of our church who has devoted a great deal to the success of the stewardship committee. And we owe her our sincere appreciation as she is stepping down now, and we all wish her our best. Her name, of course, if she's not here today, is Terry Ganu. And many of you know Terry, and Terry will be stepping down as chair. But the good news is that we have a member of our committee who is going to be the new chair. And I'd like to introduce you, if she would stand up, to Kelly McNeil. Kelly. Today, I would like to introduce you to two members of our church who have met the mandate that we want to promote as stewardship committee of time, talent, and treasure. And the first person I would like to introduce you to, her name, or she is called the Lady Gardener. Her name is Fran Essex, and Fran loves to play in the dirt, literally. During the spring and summer and fall, she enjoys planting. She enjoys having all the beautiful flowers that you see around our church. And we also appreciate the fact that Dennis and Kathy Dean provide her with the flowers and the plants that she works on. We also know that Fran also has a number of other tasks, and one of the big tasks that she does, she works in the East Dartmouth Christian Food Bank, and she works there every Thursday to stock and distribute the many food items that are available to the many, many clients that use our food bank, and we appreciate the work that Fran does. Our second unsung hero today, a stranger to not many people here, but Jamie Lacey is our second unsung hero. He's the go-to guy because almost every week he works in our church and in the Heritage Center as well. A job that Jamie likes to do is working with people and doing a job to help our church. Every Wednesday and Thursday, he works at the food bank. And like Fran, he stocks and distributes the various food items that are used by our clients. Of course, we all know Jamie at our famous chowders. Jamie is always there, and I'm sure Ralph appreciates having Jamie there as well. The Kiwanis Club in our church is a very active association, and Jamie helps out the Kiwanis Club as well. He helps out as well the Time Out for Seniors program, which they promote. Jamie can be found many times working with his father, Art, in our new kitchen, making sure that the new dishwasher is working well. We have many events and activities in our church, and Jamie is always there to help. We appreciate him. He's dependable, and he's a great help to our church. At this time, I would ask Jamie and Fran if they would come forward. Would you do that, please?
Let's give them a big hand.
We as a people have so much to be thankful for. When you look at the world that we live in today, how fortunate we are to live where we live and to have the things that we have and the people and relationships in our lives. As an opportunity to show God your thanks for all of that, we invite you now to participate in the offering. The offering will now be received. Loving Creator God, we indeed give you thanks for all your many, many gifts of life and love to us. Take these, our offerings. Use them for the work of this church and for your coming kingdom. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. So I invite you now to join with me in our affirmation of faith called a new creed. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We are blessed in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. So, as is our custom, I will be leading you in the prayers of the people now, the prayers of thanksgiving and intercession, and there will be a time during, near the end of that prayer, for you to speak your thanks or intercession prayers as well. Let us pray. Mysterious, unconditionally loving Creator God, Shaper of all creation, we come this morning to give you thanks for life, the life that you give us, and your call to us to come and see and follow Jesus. We pray for those in darkness, those in the darkness of their minds and hearts, even as we give thanks for your light in our lives, and the light coming back into the world quite literally. We pray for an end to the violence which seems to be so pervasive. But we give you thanks for all those who minister to those victims of violence and for peace and reconciliation between individuals and between peoples when it happens. We pray, and we are concerned about the political unrest in the world, even as we pray for truth and for democracy to win out in the long run. We are concerned, O God, at this time in our history about the increased threat of war, and we pray when cooler heads, and we give thanks when cooler heads prevail. We pray for an end to bad religion, that kind of religion which justifies violence and hatred, and we give you thanks that another voice is increasingly being heard in all faiths. We pray for Australia, still under tremendous fires, and for indeed a lessening of the problems of the climate crisis, even as we make steps towards change, may we continue to do so and do so quicker. We pray for all those who are sick here locally in our congregation, and oh God, we're really concerned about the coronavirus in China and its spread around the world and its the dangers of it. We pray for doctors and for medicines and for any thoughts and skills that we may have to bring on healing and health, and for your desire for these things as well. We pray for Woodlawn United Church and the United Church of Canada as we go through all kinds of changes. We give you thanks for this loving community of faith, and we pray for the Community of Faith Profile Team and their work. On this week where we celebrated the life and work of Martin Luther King Jr., the 75th anniversary of his birth or death, I can't remember which, we pray for a lessening and a removal and an elimination of all kind of racist and sexist and homophobic attitudes that divide us. And we pray that we may be a part of the solution and not the problem. And now, O God, we bring our prayers, both silent and spoken aloud, to you. Don Trider. Our hearts, O God, are full of concerns and celebrations and joy. And we ask you to gather all these into your heart, O God, as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our hymn, our closing hymn is, "Will You Come and Follow Me?"
May God bless and keep us as we go into the world. And may the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit be with us all, helping us discern what others may need to experience new life in Christ. And then, through Woodlawn, helping us offer Jesus' invitation to come and see. Amen.